you tell us a little bit about your book, Yes, 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 The Inside Story of the Campaign for Marriage Equality in Australia?
Okay, so the Yes, Yes, Yes is a book where Alex Greenwich and I guess, explore the untold story of the grassroots movement for marriage equality, which really became something that grew a lot of momentum from 2004 onwards, all the way through to 2017, when the legislation finally passed that allowed marriage equality in this country. And on the way, we explore things like the High Court challenge, we explore things like the postal survey, and of course, the way that everyday advocates built that support across the country.
You mentioned there that you wrote the book with Alex Greenwich. What was the writing process like? Was it challenging to co-write a book rather than just author one yourself?
I think we worked together quite well, so it was good because we've known each other for a very long time and we've been in a lot of campaigning situations together. So whether it be, you know, a road trip to Nowra to do a community meeting with advocates or any other type of sort of situation of holding a forum or a workshop, we've pretty much done it all. So stuffing envelopes, you name it. So we had a good relationship to build on, a good friendship there and a lot of trust. So I think that really helped enormously. But of course, it was, I think, interesting for us to both sit down and to talk about our perspectives and to make sure that both our views were represented. And I think that we generally did have, the same views on how things occurred. And we went through a lot together. And it was, in many ways, an emotional experience, I think, to write that book and relive a lot of the experiences of the time.
You've written and contributed many books to the LGBTQI plus history. What was kind of different about this one? What was the importance of writing this one?
I guess there's two things in particular. The first is that this was the most personal book that I've ever worked on, in that it does involve sort of talking about a lot of things that I did live through or that I did experience, and that's quite unique. Usually other books would tend to focus a little bit more on, there'd be a bit more of a distance, so that made it a little bit different. And I think with this one, I felt very strongly, and I know Alex did as well, that we really did want to capture the everyday voices and the people all across the country who had made this reform possible. And I think that this is probably one of the most extraordinary movements for social change that we've seen in our lifetimes, and it might be the biggest social change in a generation that's occurred. So we really wanted to do it justice and to make sure that all those people across the country, people whose names we might not even know, did look at the book and perhaps will see themselves reflected and their contribution acknowledged in some way.
And all those stories that you kind of collected and collated for this book, was there any one that really resonated with you?
I think there's so many. I think that the things that stuck with me, I guess the youth of a lot of people that have been involved in advocacy work. So I was very, very fortunate in that I was able to interview the first conveners, the first national conveners of Australian marriage equality, and they were both in their 20s when they sort of became active and took on that leadership role back in 2004. And I think that was really sort of powerful, all the way through to talking about the postal survey and then thinking about the young people again who really came out and drove that drive to get out the vote and who enrolled to vote and who really helped us. And I guess the other story or the other theme that comes through, I think, is probably the importance of allies, and there's been so many of those over the years who've been so pivotal and so important, again, from mothers in regional towns who've stood up for their children through to some of our straight allies, people from Recognise, the Campaign for Indigenous Recognition, Shannon Dodson, people like Tim Guttrell, that these people have just all been incredible allies who've helped us to achieve what we ultimately were able to achieve together as a country.
You're going to be at the Feminist Writers Festival this weekend talking on a panel called Resist, Words for the Feminist Activist. Why is it so important for people, and especially women in this case, to lend their voices to issues that matter most to them?
Well, I think that what the Marriage Equality Campaign does show, and what many social movements show, is that women have played a really important role in pushing social change forward, really positive, progressive social change. And I think that the power of the written word to do that has been so critical and so important. And I think that what I'm really looking forward to about the Writers' Festival is, I guess, just a chance to reflect on the way that we often perhaps don't really think of that. We don't recognise the importance and the significance of women in moving social change forward. So I think that's something that I'm really looking forward to reflecting on the weekend.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are very excited to hear you reflect on those things. unfortunately, Dr. Robinson, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.